This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, agut vach, agut yor, everybody. We're holding over here in Parshas Hazinu, I believe on page 1180 by the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. So this is all going back. These are all shtiklach on the pasuk of Atzur Tamim Paloi. Atzur Tamim Paloi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat is all, everything is just. And obviously, all the inyanim that are kosher mishpat obviously are not always or ever understood. But the one thing we can be sure of is it comes to mishpat. There are two shtiklach here from the Rambam. One is the Pirush HaMishnayos, and one is the Mor Nevuchim. The first one is Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Pirush HaMishnayos is really segues from a Mishnah into this. V'iskinu she'adam shoyel shem chaver b'shem. So this is Mishnah Brochus, the end of the last perek. It says that one of the takanas was that the b'shosh shalom chaver b'shem, shtem avinu boaz bo mi beis lechem, v'yom ala koitzim Hashem im mochem, v'yom ala yivarech Hashem, that's the Mishnah in Brachis, the end of Brachis. And the Rambam explains the Psukim. So, Va'oime, Al Tovois Kizikne Imcha, Eno Raya, Amashe Hiktim Shalom 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 Chavir B'Shem. In other words, Hashem Imcha Gibachayel is a clear raya, obviously. That's what the pasuk is telling you. Al Tovis Kizikne Imcha is a point regarding that takana. Aval raya shlo yovois v'yali l'tachanos chachomim afim sheyishanas v'kadmoynis. It means that a person should not make fun of takanos chachomim, even though they're old. Val zehize shloime b'zeh amoshos, that's what Shloime meant. Don't make fun of your mother, even if she's old. Now, the Rambam doesn't explain anything more than that. Why would I think he'd make fun of it? I mean, it's not a terrible takana to be shol b'shalom. In other words, I don't know why this takana would set off people making fun of it. Because then the other takanas, a person can say, well, the time has passed and it's not again, and so on and so forth. But why this in particular, I don't know. The Rambam learns that Al Tovas Gizikimcha is referring back to that. We shouldn't make fun of it. And then it's the next pasuk is a riot to that. That people who are over these takanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them. Now, now he has another pshat. Al misha yaza apostol sidur v'farsheh v'yoyma es las Hashem efer et ha'secha. What does that mean? Yoima, ki kishi yovoi ha'es li parmen li nakem, when a time will come to punish people for these things, yizdam nu sibus ha'odem lafatera, opportunities will come up for people to be oivan divetera, kidei shi yovalema oinish bimishpat. Vizeo inyan orech verochak omak omak miim tsena. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times will trip up a person deliberately if there is some sort of reason why he needs to be punished anyway. So this is a very deep inyan. Don't ask me to be mayach on this. It's a long inyan, needs as bearim in different ifanim. I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying this pshat. I'm just saying this kneitzah pshat. So I want to talk about this a minute. You find a lot of times that once when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an einish on a person, so we'll find that Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately tripped him up. Bidova that he said this, he was nichshal. Bidova this. You find that often, and it implies that second Avera was without Bechira, and that's correct. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring in Averas once the person deserves to be punished. There's an inyan that the din should be Mida Keneged Mida, and it should be the Herod Mida Keneged Mida. So if a person is guilty of X, Y, and Z, when a time comes to punish him, it'll come, you know, and that's all the Chazal, when they explain why people were tripped up in certain things and why this is where they were nichshon, this is where, they, and so on. The second time was already a mitzvah that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he deserved it. A similar thing is when he speaks about Bechira. And he says sometimes a person does averis to the degree where it is midas hamishpat that a person loses bechira. So Paro's later averis may have been without bechira, and they were used to punish him. They were kind of, but that's only because he deserved to be punished, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the punishment in a certain context. Now he makes one more point here, a side point. Kidivri akosav yivato ktsasim ktsasim yahu. The Chaznish actually writes something like this. The Chaznish was very against Darshanim, who would, when they wanted to make a point, they bring a Chazal or a Pasuk or something that's very extreme, very one-sided, and they say this is what it says, and so on and so forth, and you see from here this, and on and on. The Chaznish said, just like in halacha, you need to look at all the makairis and a lot of times the saisa, and then you say, like Taisa says Akashi and Taim, it says someone else differently. He'll say this is talking this case, this is my this case. Or even the Gemara. The Gemara will bring Mishnayos that are saisa and we put each one in its own case. In these inyanim, you'll find steeris. You can't just quote one chazal. There are steeris. There are many chazal on a subject, many psukim. And you need to work out a picture that covers all of them. It's a side point in what he says. He says, "Don't divrei akos of yivatak tzos tzos miyahu v'chinim chachamim." There are psukim that assess each other. There are chazal that assess each other, and you need to be able to figure out which is which. And that's why just quoting one chazal on something that's muflog is really, really distorting something. Avol. Now, so now he says the main point that no matter what. The bottom line is, the one thing we do know is there's toiv and ra, there's schar and einish, and it's all b'mishpat. Kichein heidol abaposuk kimishpat av yisharim. Shenema kichol droch av mishpat kelemuna. The ain oval. So they all, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done works through Midas Mishpat. I want to add a little bit of a knage here. If I were to say about Ruvain, that Ruvain does not deal b'mishpat with people around him. He takes things when he shouldn't. He doesn't give people when he should. You know, whatever it is, I say the person is not yosher. That's a chisaron. The person is a ganav of some sort. But let's say I'm a person who goes around giving matanis, tzedakis. So I give out millions and millions of dollars, tzedakah. Some people I give a lot, some people give little, some people I don't give, some people I give an extraordinary amount, and so on. Now, I can't say that it's that I'm doing an avla. I don't owe anything to anybody. So there's really no reason to accuse me in other words, I'm not faulted, but I'm also, it is appropriate to say that he gives without any type, without any structure, without rhyme or reason. It's a whim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving people is all matana. So it's never, you know, accusing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying you wronged somebody by not giving him life is an absurd statement. Well, it's like saying you wronged me by not giving me a $1 million donation. By definition, this means I don't know anything. I can't wrong anyone. But what I could say is, there's no rhyme or reason. So when we say the Dark Actual has been mishpat, it doesn't mean that there's an absolute scale of yashrus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a 10 out of 10 on the scale of yashrus. Like he doesn't cheat him. That's not what we're talking about. There's no tzad, not like that. Because by definition, it has nothing to do with it. But there's something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to give matanis, in which case the terminology of mishpat and so on is doesn't mean anything. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to interact with the world with darkei mishpat. It's a mahalach how he interacts with the world. He gives schar that's deserved, einshim that it deserved, and so on. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with mishpat, then it means it's a system how he interacts with us. He chooses to interact with us. So it's important knetch because there's a whole, I don't call it movement or ruach, that there's an absolute, what they call a natural morality, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to give din v'cheshbon. Not sure which day of the year he gives that din v'cheshbon, but he has to own up to somebody's chart of universal yashas. It's absurd. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe anything to anybody. And even if a person is tzaddik kol yomav, if he has something, it's a matnas chinam. He didn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything by being a tzaddik and so on. So, but as opposed to the Muslims who feel that they treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as somebody does by whim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to run the world through Mishpat, which means that everything will be able to be plugged into the world to Mishpat. Now, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to run the world with Mishpat and everything can plug into Mishpat, it doesn't mean that we will understand it. But a person will never be able to makif the entire tzedek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das is infinitely greater than ours. So if we could explain all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim automatically, then we're basically saying that we're the same. We can't understand the entirety. So the yisoid itself that all Darkei Hashem are mishpat is something that's solid and that's emes, and a person can live with that statement and he has an emes. Whereas the statement that, but whereas the understanding of how it's emes is something that is totally beyond us. He said, and all the people, both the Anshei Torah and the philosophers, ended up with the stuff they came up with. Really, is not worth anything. Even if you look at something that seems cursorily as being making sense, explaining, and so on, it's just superficial like that. Ach be'ez teitiv l'stakel yosef tipu, if you look at it good, it loses its veneer, shu kesef sigi mitzup al cheres, yishav kushis, u'b'achroina yachzel l'mashamata l'cha, if you'll come back to what I said, meaning that I understand the general klal, but cannot get a handle on the pratim. V'nevad re'vadron m'chivas farim. Al divar philosophim b'ininahu, v'em abikim philosophia, dover muflamoid b'omek tzok domes rabbis, v'rogel b'chochmus v'sham maskel l'vuv yosem alibar dvar mehem, v'yikshos divarim divar kosov, v'ein asafar ayoyim asachayim asatoiv, ois ba'ois, v'chavim divarim inyin kormash divad chobi yisoyd azeh, so he doesn't explain much more than that over here. Doesn't explain what he's referring to and so on. A little bit, in Mar Nevuchim, he doesn't give any credit to philosophers. We'll see in a second the piece. So I'm not clear about what he's referring to over here in the Pirshei Mishnayos. But I'll upon him, that's the point that he makes over here. Let's take a look in the next piece, which is from the Morav, where he speaks about the same idea of events happening without mishpat and so on. Vadas hachamishu datenu. So lists a whole bunch of different deos and shitas in what in bechir chofshis and zera and so on. It's an das harasin. Vani the achamena mashakosu besifre ve'inu boy. I will tell you what's written in the navi. Vehu ashesh me ashe yaminu hamoyna chamenu. And this is the overwhelming consensus of Chazal. I'll tell you what some, he calls them achrayim, what some later chachamim believed. It's Proverbs Sadegon, and I'll tell you what I believe. I'll say the following. Pinas teres Moshe Rabbeinu al-Sholem, the kol mishnim shachachrayahi, she'odam balichoyles gemura. First of all, bechira total. Person, as he is, his inherent nature is bechira. Balachayim a bechira, but their bechira is about movement. It's not about decisions. That's not who they are. Their mitzias is they move around, so they can move whichever way they want, but we have bechira in actions. V'chein rotza loke espar soynam, shemitzoyne akodem boin tchila, shu kol balachayim esnar tzoynam, shodem balachoylas amashe etzer shivchir b'mashe cholav. So he adds this piece. The difference between us and in comparison, is our Bechira is genuine Bechira, but it's there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it into place. It's not because Be'etzim we are people who have free will. There's no Be'etzim like that. It's endowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzim unbeholden to anything. Nobody argues that he knows of within the frame of Yiddishkeit. One, two. Akadosh Baruch Hu does not do wrong. Everything that happens to a person follows the pathway of mishpat. It is a derivative of yisoidus hamishpat. And if a person had a splinter they took out, lo heze rak outside of onesh loy. So, two points are clear. One, that everything that's about does mishpat. Two, that we don't completely understand it. I want to add a point that's become very current. And that is, there are people who walk around explaining everything with Gilgulim. And that answers everything. That's fine. Now, many, many issues with that. First of all, so basically the way they present it themselves, it's simple. You know, in other words, what the Rambam says, that we can't be makiv all Kashrus Mishpat just because Max Das. They've been makiv all his Mishpat, and I assume the next step is to claim that they're as smart as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They get it all. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat can be simplified to something like that, this was a previous Gilgul, previous Neshama, this, that, the other thing, I mean, is a Chochot Lula. So that means the profound Joch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about? The whole Musig of Gilgulim is not something that's spoken about, because Ramban alludes to it beremez when he speaks about Soda Ibur. It's nothing's literal about it. And therefore, to walk around talking about it as if it's something you read in a comic book and it's kind of, it's got that flavor, it's wrong. It's a phrase that we know that there are many dimensions to the Bria, and that's it. More than that, and the Kadmoni never spoke about it, because it's not meant to be spoken about that way. It's not meant to be peddled in stories and reduced to it's like, excuse me, the marshal's a little bit not enough, but you know, you get scientists that try to kind of use terms like, you know, dimensions or a wormhole or pinhole or this or that. And then you get these people that make like pop stuff out of it. Yeah, so this guy went through a wormhole into this different dimension. Is that they take terms that we have just a loose, we're using it as a loose way to understand something, and then just kind of make cheap stuff out of it. It's I don't know, somebody I was speaking to, very optimistic, finally, this is a Gilgal, and they said it's a Gilgal. None of that should be part of the vernacular. It's not something that means what we think it means, and it exists, but it has zero shaykhes to the way it's presented to a public, the way it's understood. And it's something that the Rishonim is stayed away from. They just hinted there's another tzad to the Bria. That's it. You know, we're not makiv all because there's another tzad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what it takes to bring out the good in the Bria. Zehu. And learning to understand, if you're not making things better, you're not more frum by reducing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the silly level of your mind. It's like, it does a lot we don't understand, and that's it. And that's, you know, and that puts things in the right proportion. There are things we do understand. It's like Lahavdol, again, I'll use science as a marshal. Science understands many things and doesn't understand many more things. So you don't say they know nothing, and you don't say they know everything. It's the choice of the nothing, everything choices, some pieces. It's an incredibly huge picture. There's some pieces, yes, some pieces not. And having that anova about these things is also important. Hine Christ, well, you know, anything that comes from Kabbalah can't be reduced into the stuff that can be told to speeches for Hamoin Am to entertain them and so on.
I just don't understand. Does that mean that even if like we see it in Svarim, because I have to like assume I don't understand.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean that this is, you know, it's like the picture of Shama comes in, goes to the body, and this poor little whatever Malach Tzadik Rush, whoever's inside is sort of like a little guy trapped in a thing. I mean, that's the way it's captured. The Svarim have to be seen as yes, this had shaykhs with this. You know, none of a view, you know, Chayv Kloya, and this is reflects itself there. What is a little man, was a little this, with that whole, whatever Chazal said, they said, they stelled soon, that was it. But when you start giving it a pictures and making it a vivid part of life, and there was there was a person who had gave a lot of gave money for tzedakah a lot, and he ended up giving a lot of it for these people who were finding previous lives at Gugulim and you know, taking tons of money and being megalgalit into the ashpa. You know, what he did was he took the money and made ashpa out of it. So that's a gil, it's recycling, I guess. But I mean, you know, and on and on, autistic children, their previous souls, and on and on. That's what happens. That's the reason why Hamoinam is not supposed to learn this stuff, is because they make comic books out of it. It's not something that is.
Okay. I understand. I understand what Rebbe's doing in terms of what just if we do find in actual svarim in real.
So that's an akuda. So it says that there's an akuda there, an inyan of so and so had to be metukin his mice. That's what it says. That's what the Sefer says, and that's fine. Whatever it says. But that's it. It's to understand how what somebody did is misakin something that somebody did 400 years ago. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chashbonis, and so on. That's as far as we can go. There's another dimension that's completely off limits, and whatever Kadmoni was Megala, whatever that Rizal was Megala, and so on. He has a Shag Yogulim, and the Chidor occasionally writes in his Shema Gdolim, so and so was had a Nisham of so and so. Whatever it means is a certain Nikud, a certain Inyan, had to be Mizgal again into this world. But more than that, it's Hine Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Deis V'Hu Shekol Ma Shetira Minyani Bnei Adam Mischalfin. So Aristotle believes in Mikra. He Bechal didn't believe in a knowing sort of interacting deity. That's the Muslims, that it's all just a whim. That Akash Baruch does what's smartest, best. In interaction with Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria is a feedback to his Meisim. That's our Emunah. So the Katashai have no problem saying that if Kodesh Baruch Hu decides to barbecue a tzaddik forever, well, that's what he wants. He says that anything the Mudazella says that anything even an Amola will get something back because of what happened to it. Events have shaykhs to din. V'aloike chalilo mi avel lo yanish echad mimenu ala mechui v'erlanish. Einish comes only for deserves. V'zeh akosif teres mech shabbeinim kakonim shachachadin. V'azeh adas nimshichu divir hamein chachameinu shatem tzoyim oim bivir einis v'lai chet lo yisurim le'obim. V'omu b'midish ala moidin bo moidin lai. V'zeh lo shah mishnah And here he adds that a person who does good, even if he wasn't specifically told, there's schar for that because it's a maisa type. Something which Seichel says is not good, you also get Einish. We saw Rabbeinu Bechai that says exactly the same thing by Stoim, that an Avera that Seichel tells you is wrong, it's Mechai of a person. So Leimas Harman Aval V'Chamas. And that's what he says, Anshe Stoim had no Nevuah Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's something that is that a person who's a Ma'avl and a Chamas has no Schus Kiyum. Omre, Kachrim Kapes Suskoberia, but Omru Kala Ima Kachabiru Vatrin Vatrin Maoi, Alamaya Kapi Govdele. But Omre, Nedoim Tsubois, Mishem Tsubois, so Bierishu, Alpha Pichet Siva, Sushar. in the very Chazal of Ein Adoyim Mitzvah, so you see that that b'cholofen it's worth something. V'azek and Nimshal called the There is something there that you find. According to that sheet, it means Kodesh Baruch can give a person Yisurim that he doesn't deserve, but it'll increase his schar. So this is interesting. The Rambam sometimes will say that certain shittas in Chazal is a das yochid. This is one of them. He disagrees strongly. He says that the consensus of Chazal is not like this, and it's not right. It's interesting. Most agree there's no such thing. Ramban Shar Gemul speaks about it. He speaks about Yisurim Shel Ava means Yisurim in this world to get rid of averis that would have caused in the other world. So it's not, if a person is tzaddik gomer, there's no Yisurim coming, but in Yisurim Shel Ava, a person gets rid of, it's a much cheaper way to get rid of averis in this world. You don't make a mistake about Nisoyin, this whole framework that we're talking about, schar ve'oinesh, shisurim, and shalva, toiv and ra, and so on, and mishpat, is only regards human beings. That there should be a musik bal chayim shein medaber, lo nishma kal b'mesein lefanim. There's no makom in amuna for that. V'gam hachachamim lo zechur klal. Aval ktsas achreinim and agreinim zal, kasha shem'u mikata mortazila, yoshe b'neim v'minuhu. But he says it's a false, it comes from that, and so on. There's a shul in Baltimore. I think it's Liberty Jewish Center, I think it's called Anshei Emuna. It's kind of a modern other shul. They have a plaque in one room for people's pets. I'm not sure if it's the father's name or mother's name gets put on it, but it has pets, and there's like a very moving poem to start it. I was sitting there, it's a side, they have chassas there. So this was like one of the chapels. I was sitting there and I was looking at it. And then I read the poem. Like it starts with a poem about some dog dying, and he goes to Gane, everything is wonderful in Gevaldik, but he's missing one thing. Obviously the owner, so he still has like a stickle there. And then one day coming across the bridge and the rainbow bridge, and he comes running to him and jumping, and they live happily ever after. Basically, some of those lines. So I guess they pass him like the Murazella. I don't know. I assume that that's the sheet to go with. But okay, good. So a good vach, and merci matoiva, and Emet Hashem will start again in Cheshvan Bez Hashem.